Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I wanted to get you on the show. This is a pretty cool moment for Texans fans. This is probably the most excited that they could possibly be, because they have a head coach that everyone in the city wanted. He's a young, vibrant guy. He's a guy who is known as being a real team leader and team captain kind of guy. He's a former Houston Texan during, you know, the good years. And you're somebody who played with D'Amico Ryans. Can you give us insight into when D'Amico got there as a rookie and what his personality is like?
Yeah, first of all, Lance, hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I am. Thanks, Steve.
Good to talk to you, buddy. It's been a while. But, you know, D'Amico, first of all, I remember when he came in back in 06, and you could tell right away. I mean, the kid was he was a professional. And a lot of times you see rookies, it takes them a couple of years to figure things out in the NFL and realize, hey, this is a job. You got to be professional. You got to do what you need to do to be your best on and off the field. And you could tell from day one that he was one of those kids that was just very mature, had his stuff together, easy guy to like, you know, just, you know, good, solid personality, high character guy. You could tell right away that he was going to be a leader on the team. I mean, even as a rookie, he was the leader on the defense, or at least one of them. So, and that's saying a lot for a rookie. But, you know, he quickly morphed into the captain of that defense pretty quick. And, you know, a very respected guy in the locker room, has gone on and become just really a outstanding football coach, which can be a tough transition for a lot of former players. But, you know, he's been very successful, because the thing you learn about coaching, Lance, as you know, is it's not just about being a good football player and being a good locker room guy. It's about understanding the X's and O's. And,
yep.
And he's a guy that really, really got it. You know, he studied the game. He understands offenses and defenses and just a real student of the game to go along with his leadership skills. So, yeah, I'm really excited about the hire. Makes it real easy to root for him and the Texans. So, I'm pumped. They did it right this time.
Hey, what's it been like for you as a former Texan, who you saw the excitement, the energy? Like, for people who weren't here in Houston, 2002, the city of Houston gets pro football back, and the very first game they play the Cowboys, and they beat the Cowboys 19-10. And I'm telling you, it was unlike anything I had seen. The tailgates, the atmosphere, fans were all in for a team they really didn't know. It was comprised of players, you know, from different teams. And now there was some talent, certainly, especially on the defensive side. They really drafted some talent, including Aaron Glenn, who is, you know, eventually one day going to be a head coach in the NFL as well. But what is it like for you to go from that era to what you've seen? I don't even know how closely you pay attention to it, but it's kind of, it's been blah, and it's been blah for a while. Even when they were winning with Bill O'Brien, there was something that was missing. As a former player, does this give you the juice too to kind of get back into the team? Does that happen with you also?
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're fans just like anybody else. You know, it's a little different in the NFL. It's sometimes hard for former players to have a favorite NFL team that you know really passionate about, just because 99.9% of us, you know, get cut at some point. Nobody rarely goes out on their own terms. So, you know, there's always just a little bit of that left in you. It's not like college. But I've always been a big Texans fan, always rooted for them. But yeah, these last few years have been rough, man. And you're right. You know, just when you go into the season not really feeling like you have the team to compete for a playoff run or a championship, it makes it hard to get real passionate about it. You know when you have the roster to go out and really compete, and we just haven't had that in the last few years. And you know, who do you point the finger at for that? I mean, you know the players can't control, you know, what the roster looks like. So if you don't feel like the team's doing their best to bring in the right people to actually win, you know, passion starts to fade. And I think this hire you know, shows that, that, you know, they're serious about winning, and they're gonna do what it takes. And we'll see what they do in the offseason. But generally, when you bring in a new head coach, you know, new players follow. So it'll be interesting to watch how this goes.
Steve, the Texans are at the start of another reset. You joined two organizations at the start of theirs. Drafted the same year Peyton Manning was with the Colts. Lance talked about your time when the Texans started. Can a coach change the culture? Because that's what people who aren't all in on this are talking about. The ownership. You talked about a coach can't pick the players. This is about the executives. Do you think just hiring a coach can change everything, or do more changes need to be made?
Well, I think there's probably more changes that need to be made. I mean, if you hire maybe a seasoned coach with, you know, a lot of NFL experience and, you know, bringing his whole team already with him and has his front office type guys that he wants to bring in with him, you can see immediate change. You know, with the first-time head football coach, I mean, I think we're going to have a little patience. I mean, he signed a 6-year deal, which I think shows that the Texans are committed to giving him the time to get things on the right track. So that's the positive sign. You know, what that looks like next year, I don't know. I do know that it's going to be a rebuilding year. You know, we got to bring in some new talent, and, you know, we got the second pick in the draft. We'll see where they go there. My guess is it'd be quarterback, but who's to say? I think that with a new head coach, a new quarterback, you bring a lot of excitement, a lot of energy back into the NRG Stadium. Some much-needed energy, by the way, because if you've been to a game the last couple of years, not been a lot of energy there. But like I said earlier, you know, you got to give fans hope. You got to give them something to root for and something to believe in, and then hopefully that's what this hire will do.
Yeah, and it's some interesting things that I'm curious about. So who were your coaches? You had Tony Dungy. Who did you have in Indianapolis?
In Indianapolis, I just had Jim Mora. I left, right? I was an unrestricted free agent after Jim Mora. And then, you know, I think, Tony Dungy came in after that. And, you know, he changed the culture a little bit for sure. I mean, Jim Mora's a good football coach, and he was a real tough-nosed. I wouldn't call him a player's coach. You know, more of the hard-nosed, you know, run full speed into a wall type mentality. But that's what we needed, and he got things turned around. We went from 3-13 to 13-3 in 1 year, so it can be done. But then Tony Dungy came in with a different type of culture, you know, and a really team, really players coach mentality, and a really, you know, tight knit family type atmosphere feeling. And you saw what happened with the Colts from there, and it really took off. And I think D'Amico Ryans would be more in that vein, more of a players coach, a guy that's going to really hold people accountable and expect the team to hold each other accountable and build that kind of family feeling in the locker room, which you got to have, man. If you want to win championships, you got to have everybody rowing the boat together, everybody pulling their weight and holding each other accountable when they don't. And that's where championships come from.
And I think that's not, you know, we make a big deal about that with the Rockets because we just don't see that with the Rockets. And that's why the accountable holding each other. People who have never been around sports may really diminish that. They just think it's about talent and everything's like an NBA 2K or a Madden video game where you just have everyone has their individual grades and scores, and it's just just try to get the most talent. But nothing could be further from the truth. And I mean, and it's funny because we have the Astros right here, and yes, they're very talented, but I think sometimes we overlook culture in a locker room and how guys like each other and pulling together and wanting to do something for the brotherhood of more than one, doing something that's bigger than yourself and doing it for the group is like a really, and in football, that's, you have to do that. There has to be a certain element. Yeah, you'll have individual players sometimes, and that usually happens at the cornerback and wide receiver position, but certainly not offensive line. I mean, offensive line has to be family. You have to be on the same page. But I do I think people sometimes diminish the fact that getting people all on the same page and creating a culture where there's sameness of, and it starts, Steve, at the top. Like, it starts at least with the general manager. It's got to start in the front office, and you know, and that's a separate one, but everyone in the building needs to be on the same page. And that's something this organization, from the beginning, there have been issues with keeping a sustainable, we're all headed in the same direction, rowing the boat together. I think that's been missing from the Texans, and hopefully they can get it going now.
Yeah. No, I mean, It's 100% right. You can have the most talented roster in the NFL, but if guys are not playing for each other and they're only playing for a contract or playing for themselves, you may have a good team, but you're not going to win championships. You know, you got to get the me mentality out of the locker room, and that's the bottom line. And D'Amico is definitely never a me type of guy. He was always a team guy, and he'll bring that same culture to the Texans, and it may take a couple years to really seed that culture in, because you can't change a culture overnight. You know, it didn't get like this in one day. It's not going to get fixed in a day. So give him some time, and I promise you, you'll see some good results. We just need to, you know, the fans just need to get behind and support the team, and you know, teams perform better when the fans are into it. That's proven. You know, when you go and you walk, come out into the stadium and it's full and the fans are excited, you play better. You know, it's like when we beat the Cowboys that first game. Cowboys were a better team than us. We shouldn't have beat them. But there was so much energy and excitement in that stadium that, you know, everybody was playing above their level that they would normally play at. And you see the results on the field. We got to get that same type of energy back in the NRG. And, you know, it starts with the hiring of a head football coach and, you know, the quarterback and the fans getting back energized.
All this football stuff and D'Amico stuff is fine, but now's the time that I pretend to be John and yell at you about not bringing in food and being lazy. Do I do that now, or do
are you,
you wait a
no?
Couple
you're
minutes?
So yeah, no, you do that around the end of the call. Yeah, that's okay. When John. Well, John. Well, usually you do it early in the call, and Steve McKinney is lazy. Yeah,
where
and
am I
what
fries?
Are you going to use? Or yeah, do you have robots flipping burgers instead of humans? Like. He would go all in with a lot of different things. Yeah. Where's my fries? Yeah, don't forget my fries, or I'll try to shut your restaurants down.
Yeah. Call the health inspector. All these things. I don't know if I'm supposed to interject that stuff. I'm just a little unsure.
Usually, it's usually bookend it.
Yeah. John is always good for a few digs, you know, but it's always good fun. I miss being on the show with you guys, man. That was a lot of fun back in the day.
Well, come back and play center, and we can get you on and give you your own show again. I mean, the Texans had a center quit in the middle of the year.
I saw there was like a 40-year-old still playing with the 49ers or somebody on the offensive line. I was like, what the? How is he doing that, man?
Jason Peters did with the Cowboys, and then you have you had a player. How about another 40-year-old shut it down today? Tom Brady. I mean, that guy
retired?
Outlasted you by a lot. Yeah, he retired this morning. He just made the announcement on Twitter, like he did
crazy.
A video,
you know,
like I used up all my stuff last year. I can't come back now.
I don't blame him. You know, I played against him in his very first start, and when I was in Indianapolis, we played the Colts, we played the Patriots, the game after Bledsoe got hurt, and I remember sitting in the hotel room the night before the game, and I didn't know who Tom Brady was, never even heard the name. And I was watching the local news, and they were doing an interview with him, and he had his little Payne Stewart hat on. And I was like, oh, we're going to kill these guys. This guy's got no chance, you know. And they just lit us up like 44-13 or something. And I was like, who the heck is this guy? And here we are, you know, 20 years later. Guy's won like 7 Super Bowls, man. Unbelievable career.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Well, Steve, we appreciate you jumping on and giving us some perspective on D'Amico Ryans. Get back to your McDonald's and keep making that money. Yeah. And bring us some fries and burgers.
Get
at
back
some
to
point.
The fryer.
Actually, McGriddles is what I like.
Get me
in the morning.
A McGriddle. Where are my pancakes and eggs? All the things.
Yeah.
Am I done?
Everything John's supposed to say. Yeah, you're good.
Okay,
you're good. You
cool.
got it in.
Cool.
Yeah, you got it in.
I'll take care of you guys next time. Promise.
All right. You got it. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.
See you guys.
That's Steve McKinney, Inside Skinny with Steve McKinney, right there on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, our old buddy. When we come back, we'll get deeper into a little more D'Amico Ryans. I do want to hit on the Sean Payton thing as well, because Sean Payton's got a new spot. And, man, Denver's desperate because they gave up 3 picks for Sean Payton. We'll tell you about that coming up in a second. But Steve McKinney is former Houston Texan. We appreciate him on the show. John Daspit is a current.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer adventure awaits in a rugged new Honda. Check out the Passport, Pilot, Ridgeline, or CRV during the Honda Summer Event. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.99% APR on a 2026 Passport, a 4.49% APR on a 2025 Pilot, a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline, or a 4.99% APR on a 2026 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.